Elvis, the king of rock and roll, exercises 4 and 5.
It's a big old house which Elvis added to. He bought it when he became rich so he and his parents could live in comfort. You can see their living room full of furniture that was fashionable in the 1960s and 70s. I thought it looked quite weird, actually. There's another big room full of photographs of Elvis and his family and friends. Many of them appear in books and online, so you might imagine it could be boring. I was fascinated, though. All the awards Elvis won, like gold discs, are in another room, if you're keen on that kind of thing. Just over the road from Graceland, there are other Elvis-related items, like 2 planes he travelled around in. I thought they were amazing. You could also see all the cars he owned and various motorbikes. Next to that is a collection of clothes he performed in. I learnt lots about Elvis's life from my visit to Graceland. He was born in 1935 into a very poor family. When he was a teenager, they moved to Memphis, which had a very lively music scene, and Elvis wanted to be a musician from an early age. He obviously had a natural talent as a singer. But when he finished school, he started working as a truck driver to earn some money. The first few records he made in the mid-1950s were a new kind of music, rock and roll, which developed out of older styles like blues and country music. Some older people found the music shocking at first, but it soon became very popular, especially among teenagers. Radio stations played Elvis's records a lot, but a big factor in his success was that this was when ordinary Americans were able to watch television for the first time, and they watched Elvis performing this new music and found it thrilling. Another thing I read is that for teenagers in the United States at that time, Elvis was a symbol of freedom. The way he moved, spoke, and performed was very different from their parents' generation, and his energy and talent won him millions of fans. One thing worth saying is that Elvis was very hard-working. Over the years, he did thousands of shows and made hundreds of records. Over 1 billion have been sold worldwide. One thing I hadn't realised was that he acted in films. 33 of them in total. They're not all great, apparently, but it's amazing he did them at all. You can watch plenty of Elvis's performances online. They vary a lot, and I find some of his songs are too sentimental, but there are times when he's brilliant. His singing, his dancing, his interaction with the audience. If he was a young guy performing today, I'm sure he'd be really popular. Elvis was only 42 when he died in 1977, and the last few years of his life weren't always great. I think it's well known that his health wasn't good, but he also had serious difficulties with money, which, considering how many records he sold, I found really puzzling when I read it. He also had trouble in some of his relationships, with some of his relatives, for example. In a way, this all makes his story even more fascinating.